Chapter 6. The most interesting part in this entire subject, which you will learn, you will enjoy learning, and in fact must have noticed in your daily routines in the last 3 to 4 years. Quick commerce. The topics we'll cover in this. Quick commerce, why is quick commerce on the rise? How does quick commerce work, the delivery models? Quick commerce competitive landscape, product category, some quick commerce success stories, same day delivery, key benefits of same day delivery, limitations of the same day delivery, and same day delivery in India. Fast logistic quick commerce, same day delivery have the potential to fundamentally change the way e-commerce business performs. So the biggest revolution happened over the internet is the e-commerce. You know, it changed the entire landscape of buying and selling anywhere in the world, you know, and that was because of e-commerce. And this happened maybe 2 decades ago, but it came into existence for a common layman to come to use e-commerce is maybe from last decade. One who's not very educated still is common as a common man ordering online, you know. And after e-commerce, there came a birth of quick commerce. And to be really honest, one of the prime reasons quick commerce came into existence was COVID. You know, calamities also give birth to opportunities where people were not allowed to get down. You know, so often people were supposed to have contactless deliveries and people needed some urgent food or something, a grocery for their house. This is when quick commerce came into existence. Companies who were smart and far-sighted and futuristic, they saw an opportunity and quickly plugged into it. And that's how Blinkit and Zepto came into existence. It integrates the convenience of online retail with immediacy of brick and mortar stores. So, e-commerce was primarily known majorly for something that you will order and you will get it maybe next day, you know. But if I had to order something from my regular grocer that I need daily, that I'm falling short of, let's say every month I call for grocery. And suddenly my ketchup today has got over and I am now, because I'm work from home, I'm all day working, I have no time to get down, or maybe I'm just too lazy, I just go on Zepto and Blinkit and I just order one sauce ketchup bottle, maybe not a very big size one also, you know, and it will get delivered to me in 10 minutes, you know. So this is where the brick and mortar stores, where I should get down and go and get it. Because of COVID, I have developed a wrong habit, which is working in the advantage of these companies, that nobody is actually, people have turned more lazy and there are obesity issues. But right now we will see how opportunities got created because of COVID and work from home ethics and all of that. So it brought the immediacy of brick and mortar stores and the retail shopping together. It's a merger of these two exercises that people should do individually earlier. Companies like Swiggy, Dunzo, Blinkit, JioMart, BigBasket have started offering fast delivery fulfillment. There are number of products on offer, such as groceries and electronics. Generally, you'll see in quick commerce, they have products which are on the go, you need it the most, you know. Like I would say, if I need some batteries which I've got exhausted in my house, or there could be something like I need a bread, or I need some kind of dal or maybe cereals, I would say this way. Demand is expected to increase significantly given the compelling value proposition of same day delivery. This value proposition has increased the demand, the comfort has increased among the consumers. They are getting into the habit of having the same delivery. And that's the reason the increase in demand is expected and the fast delivery for consumers. The same day delivery fulfillment model has lots of challenges as there are multiple operations that needs to be streamlined. Are you understanding? There used to be the work that used to take 2 to 3 days to come, and now to come down to some few hours, they have to finish the work. And there needs to be a streamline in the entire process to make it work so efficiently that they can deliver in the same day or within few minutes or within few hours. The work that was done in 3 days is now being done in 3 hours, or maybe at times even in like 1 hour or so. So there has to be a very good processing. The process flow chart has to be very efficient, very well looped, so that everything falls in place as soon as you receive the order. Sellers across marketplaces need to keep up with the fast evolving customer expectations by providing fast and quick deliveries of products. Sellers need to do this. Earlier, sellers were given 5 days, 4 days. Every marketplace is now pressurizing the brands that are listed on their marketplace. That is, Amazon is a marketplace, it's called a marketplace portal, and Myntra is a marketplace. They keep pressurizing that you have to make sure as soon as you receive an order, within 48 hours, you have to dispatch the goods. Now, for electronics and apparels, customers are still calm to wait for 3 to 4 days. But when it comes to grocery and immediate requirement within the house that you need, that nobody is now. People are used to receiving it as soon as I order, within 10 minutes I come. The new Blinkit ad is like bullseye. There's a person who's going to their relative's house. Now he does not have anything in the home. He has no time to buy. Wherever he's working, he orders a small Lindt chocolate, and he carries it to the person whom he is going to the relative's house. This is like the way they're selling and promoting themselves, how and where they can solve the problem that you have in your life. And with busy schedules, this is just going to keep increasing. With nuclear families, this is all going to increase. Earlier, there were elders in the house used to take care of the groceries. Now the husband and the wife, they both are working. So to take care of the grocery delivery, also there's nobody at home. So they need to, there has to be, there's so much of a demand because of the changing times. Customers consider fast delivery to be the norm. Now it is a norm. To get. Earlier it was a luxury, now it is a norm. Which means that if you don't offer it, customer will find someone else who can do it for them. So are you understanding? If you don't offer and you don't streamline your processes, you will lose the customer will go to someone else. So providing a seamless delivery service has become crucial in terms of keeping up with the competition. It's also a way the business can stand out from its competitors if it can develop a well-functioning, effective service. So to stand out in your competition, like how Zepto stands out with delivering in 8.7 minutes on an average to maximum orders, they are standing out in their operation. They are benchmarking themselves to that level that the competitor has to reach to a better delivery timeline. The total addressable market for quick commerce in India is estimated at $45 billion, with large metros and tier one cities driving demand on the back of mid-high income households. So this is targeting the mid-high income households. They are the ones who are your customers. They are the ones who need your product. They are the ones who are all are working. Who is using quick commerce? I think if I potentially I see the quick commerce are working families, working husband and wife, or if you are staying, if you're a single, you're working, may that be a man or a woman, you're a paying guest. You are staying with partners together in your house, you have roommates. Everybody who is working, who has a busy schedule, is your potential buyer. Or at times, even the nuclear families are your potential buyers, will end up being maximum of the mid and high income groups households. Convenience, urbanization, and busy lifestyles have altered consumers' buying behavior, as I just told you. Additionally, with the onset of the pandemic, social distancing and work from home norms have prompted consumers to offer home deliveries. There are people when we used to earlier, like I'll explain it to you. We used to go to offices. Suppose you're staying in a car and your office is somewhere in South Mumbai or somewhere down to Lower Parel. I'm talking about suburbs in Mumbai. You would go to your office, you would go at 10, leave at 6 o'clock. On the way back home, you would pick up the grocery that has got immediately got over in the middle of the month, or you would pick up the vegetables on the way back from the station road or somewhere. Which now this whole exercise has stopped because of work from home. Now people are not working from 10 to 6. They are actually working more than 6 o'clock, after 6 o'clock also, and they have no time to go and pick up the vegetables and groceries. And that's where Big Basket, Blinkit, Dunzo, and all of these companies are capitalizing on this opportunity which they see clearly. And this is the ratio of people who are at least more than 60 to 70 people are working from home still, I feel, in the millennials too. This change, or even if they are not work from home, they're also in hybrid working mode. So that means the opportunity to go and buy down has decreased. This change in the buying patterns has incentivized e-commerce firms to develop express delivery business models. This is how even Big Basket is capitalizing, and other companies like Big Basket too. Quick commerce is also on the rise as a result of the low cost of smartphones and data plans. So the phone prices have gone, something which was a luxury earlier to have a smartphone is now a norm. I would say, I'm not trying to demean, but even your maid will have a smartphone. Who can, and she has Jio and she has data plan which is very feasible. You know, that has made it very easy for her to access to quick commerce. So with the change in the using the phones has also given the boom to quick commerce, which have increased the internet usage across the country, including in two-tier and three-tier cities. Earlier, internet was not very available in two-tier and three-tier cities. I'm talking about something 8, 9 years ago. Now it is available pan-India wherever you go. In fact, I know people went into interiors working because there was internet available over there during pandemic. A recent RedSeer report said India is ahead of other leading markets, including China, when it comes to quick commerce adoption, and it could be a market worth more than $5.5 billion by 2025. So this quick commerce has really taken up the industry to another eye-opener. A lot of competition is going to begin. A lot of new players are coming in place, and people are trying to level up in their game. And this is the expected rise in the share market share that the quick commerce is going to contribute. It primarily sells micro and small size quantities of goods such as groceries, stationeries, and over-the-counters medications. These are the basic what the quick commerce does. Like 1MG is also a quick commerce. You know, all of these people, they have their. So how does the quick commerce work? So earlier, I believe the quick commerce, the Kirana cart, was working in such a way that they used to get the products listed online of the brands which are available with the grocers, and the FMCG distributor used to give it to the grocery store which is there in your locality, you know. And whenever they used to receive an order from the pin code closest, the grocery store closest to the pin code, they would pick it up. These grocery stores were more like an agent or sub warehouses where the goods were kept. Unfortunately, these grocery stores were not maintaining the inventory. It was so often that I went to a grocery store and I asked him for a particular product, and he would say, "Ma'am, it's got over." Now this cannot happen with when you're ordering online. You have to show it sold out either in advance or late. So when the logistic executive is to go to the grocery store, who's a sub agent to your website, you know, they would say the inventory is not there. This came to a realization that we cannot function this way. And the birth of dark storehouses started taking place. Dark storehouses is a storehouse which maintains an inventory of 2000 to 2500 products and SKUs which are required in daily use. And in daily use, you need grocery, stationery, you need medicines of over the counter which does not need the prescription. The sellers have now shifted their focus from traditional warehouses located on the outskirts to the micro warehouses located near the point of delivery. So let's say, for example, in Mumbai, that is in Maharashtra, the Bhiwandi is an outskirt warehouses where everything used to be stored. Now it has all these quick commerce companies have small micro warehouses, which is closer to between two suburbs. There might be one warehouse that delivers between two suburbs, that is within the vicinity of delivering within 1 kilometer in the radius. The venture aims at restricting stocks to a focused set of under 2,000 higher demand items. Quick commerce platforms provide a faster shopping experience. They load online shopping carts faster, have fewer steps required to buy the products, and provide a better shopping cart experience overall. So the entire ideology is the whole process of ordering online turns very fast when it comes to quick commerce. They will not have too many steps involved in their process of ordering, and this eventually gives a very good experience to the customers who have currently have zero patience, if I will say, you know. Convenience and speed are likely to draw customer to this format going forward. It's convenient, and the speed of doing the ordering and the speed of getting the delivery is going to be the moving forward. It will be the key to moving forward. Like I would say, like in on the website when or on the app when I'm ordering, there are multiple payment options given to me in case my card is not working, in the cash on delivery is not working. Like I don't have to, it is not a tedious process for me to order on a quick commerce now. They will find better and they'll keep on evolving to make this process more easy and more quicker. You know, in case of card products, which eventually is for convenience for the, and all of this is eventually is for the convenience of the customer. While e-commerce provides delivery within the few hours, quick commerce takes only a few minutes for order fulfillment and delivery. While I just told you, they actually are, they sell them saying that you will receive the delivery in 10 minutes. This is how Zepto is actually marketing themselves. In fact, the word Blinkit makes you feel as soon as you blink, you will get your product. While e-commerce makes use of central warehouse to stock goods, Q-commerce utilizes physical stores near to the customer's locality. So I explained to you earlier, this the Kirana carts was using the inventory of the grocery store as a sub agent or a sub warehouse to their orders. But these grocery store owners were not very efficient in maintaining their stocks and as per their commitments. Like they would have stores, they would have customers coming to them, and they would give away their products, and they would not abide to the inventory being stored aside for the particular e-commerce quick commerce website. This is when dark stores came into dark warehouses came into existence, when there were these small warehouses which are there between two suburbs maybe, so that they can deliver in the radius of 1 kilometer, and basically they have a merchandise stored and stocked over there below 2,000 of daily use items which are required, and these items generally are not very expensive. A mobile phone is not what you expect when I order on Amazon and I get it in 10 minutes. You rather want it to come to you easily because you are wanting that it's a very fragile product. They should not be in a hurry. But yes, if I'm ordering a ketchup or a bread on Zepto, I want it fast. Quick commerce is a super fast delivery model, as I just explained. Earlier, I used to, if I am sitting and let's for example, you all are having sandwiches in a family, you know, wherever you are, you know, and at that time, if you are suddenly realize the ketchup has got over, you know, or your cucumber has got over, you know, meanwhile, you are actually making the sandwiches for the family. You don't have the time. Earlier, the children or the young, anybody of the adult would go down and buy it for you. But now nobody has the time. And because it is convenient, I'll quickly go on Zepto and I'll place the order. And meanwhile, I'm making the sandwiches, I will receive the delivery. And this convenience has made it very comfortable for me and for my family too. The quick commerce business model typically involves a mother hub distribution center and last mile deliveries stores called dark stores. I explained to you how dark stores happen. So there's a mother hub where the major inventory is maintained, and from that major mother hub, as per the orders expected, as per the previous order records, the sale record, the inventory has been distributed among the dark stores. Dark stores are retail spaces that companies use to store their inventory. They do not have a storefront. They do not have a storefront and serves as warehouses or fulfillment hubs. Dark stores are small and strategically located closer to the customer locality for the rapid order fulfillment across a city, thereby enabling 20 to 35 minutes deliveries. So generally earlier before dark stores happened, we used to depend on our neighborhood grocery store. Then dark stores came into existence. Now, depending on the demand in the locality of that particular company, these dark stores are rented out or bought out. The warehouse space is accordingly bought as per the demand of the product. A lot of research and study is done. Around 2,000 to 4,000 products are stocked over there and replenished regularly. There are 5 to 10 workers depending on how much required. There is no storefront to the particular store. It's a complete back-end process that happens, And sometimes these dark stores are just delivering within 1 kilometer radius, but maximum to the 3 kilometer radius, And this is how the dark stores came into existence, Zepto business model. A Zepto is induced to create a verified model, submits more engaging and versatile management through dark stores and warehouses. Dark stores and mini warehouses are accomplished with stocks and their products that are defined into 25,000 varieties. 2,500 varieties, I'm sorry. Zepto leverages its dark store fronts and mini warehouses to deliver grocery in 10 minutes on up to 90% of their orders, which asserts that median delivery time is 8.47 seconds to guarantee the hassle-free experience. And this is how they have benchmarked themselves. Companies are partnering with local merchants who run and manage these stores for them. So at times they are now partnering with the local merchants for the same, which didn't work earlier. These local merchants are also trying to see the benefit of being a dark store for a company. The merchants which are usually equipped buying patterns and products, needs of customers residing in the particular localities, and can help bring in insights to the quick commerce business strategies being crafted by your startups. So generally, the grocery store that is down my lane will exactly know what are the buying patterns of the customers, how much of which product is bought more often, and how much they need to stock. On what are the what is the buying power of the customers in the locality, and all these details helps the quick commerce to stack their goods and to stock their goods in such a way that it lands up being more profitable for them. And these insights are helping the quick commerce companies to function better and efficiently. Tech capabilities and deliveries are mostly powered by companies themselves. So basically, the tech capabilities, that is these APIs and integrations, are done by the companies itself only, and deliveries are done by their executives only. But the rest of the warehousing, or maybe just managing the warehouse at that warehouse here, or they're giving the place over there with their insights, is done by these stores which are managed nearby. Once the customer places an order, fulfilling that order rapidly necessitates both upstream coordination of the dark stores with distribution centers. That is, the dark stores speaks to the distribution centers if they are out of stock, and downstream coordination with the delivery logistic team. So generally it is never this way that out of stock orders have been received. But suppose you are sold out on a particular product at a particular order, you immediately coordinate with your mother warehouse, that is the distribution center. And at the same time, when the order is ready, you coordinate with the delivery executive or delivery team to come and pick up the order. The upstream and downstream coordination begins. Blinkit claims to have a network of 300 dark stores. Swiggy, Instamart, one of the early entrants in the spaces, has partnered with over 150 seller merchants and dark stores for instant deliveries. Zepto runs 100 dark stores, each of which are equipped to deliver more than 2,500 orders a day. Q-commerce competitive landscape. The Q-commerce, the quick commerce industry in India is currently concentrated with 7 to 8 players operating. I think we can name them on our fingertips. I think Blinkit, Zepto, Amazon Prime Delivery is also in quick commerce. Big Basket, you order in the morning, you get it in the evening. You know, these are the ones which we know. Jio, Instamart, Swiggy Mart. Fast delivery prices, discounts and offers. Wide product assortments, availability, ease of payments. Primarily important, the ease of payments, because the quick commerce people are also people who are from colleges, who have young girls and boys. They are also people who are working. There are also lower class people who are using quick commerce because you get good deals and good prices for the same product. Are the major factors that influence the buying decision of the consumer. So once all these factors have been taken care of and people are satisfied that with that particular app or a website, they go back to the same app to buy the same products or repetitively different orders are being placed. The major player includes are Swiggy, Instapart, Blinkit and Zepto. Together they contribute more than 80% of the market. Companies with a large product assortments and faster delivery are identified as clear leaders in the industry. So the one who have a wide variety of products and the ones who are quick in their deliveries are the ones, they are the leaders in the market. In fact, so many times when I order on Swiggy, I keep getting these notifications that you can order your vegetables for next morning. You can order this grocery if required, you know. I primarily go to Swiggy to order for food for the night mostly, and I generally get these notifications, and they at times, because of the deals I get lured buying it from them. Product category presently serviced by Q-commerce players. They are fruits and vegetables, precisely. In fact, I think in quick deliveries, I would say Big Basket was one of the biggest player maybe a year and a half ago, where they people used to place the order for a vegetable a day before and they used to get it within 24 hours. So fruits and vegetables and groceries were their prime products that they were delivering. Packed foods and beverages, staples, that is stationeries, beauty and personal care. Also, Vaseline lotion, Vaseline lip balm, all of this is now people are going and buying it from them only. OTC medicines, that is over-the-counter medicines.